Hey guys, welcome to episode number 43 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Itana Salim podcast. How are you guys? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and a business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have any questions, please send it to us to info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com. Remember, you can hang out with us inside our free Facebook group, Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. Also, you can take advantage of our workbooks and planners available on our Etsy store at Gitana Styling. And also, we have just launched a planner club, a monthly subscription where you get one planner every month and you get our support and our community. So if you're interested in any of that, I'm going to leave some link below so you can check them out. And today, like I mentioned, is episode number 43. And I just wanted to come in and share with you five simple steps, okay, to get your business going. So if you want to start a fashion business and you don't know where to start, this video is for you, okay? So let's start with step number one, okay? Step number one is you need to have a plan. Okay, so I know that you're not gonna know everything all at once in the beginning. That's true. Okay, but you need still to have, you know, a guide, right? Where you know, like, okay, here's where I'm going. This is what I want. You know, this is the kind of product or service I'm gonna provide. These are the kind of people I'm gonna reach out to, right? This is my market. Do a little bit of research, right? And have a plan, okay? And know that that plan, you have to be flexible. And that things are gonna change as you keep moving forward and things happen. It's not set in stone, right? It's gonna change, but you still need to have that plan, okay? Because it's gonna guide you and it's gonna take you to the next step and the next step and the next step and the next step, okay? And we're all about planning here. So if you need somewhere to start, just let us know. We even have a 20-minute business plan template, so you can just go ahead and in one day, in 30 minutes or less, go and get your plan ready to go, okay? But know, like I said, that the plan might change and it will change most likely, because as you get into business and you start getting out there and you start doing things, you're gonna be like, I like this, I don't like that, you know, these are my people, these are not my people, and you're going to discover so many things. It's a journey, okay? But step number one, have a plan, okay? Plan for this. The second thing I would say is to get support, okay? So make sure that when you're starting this journey, you have community or a mentor where, you know, you can go ahead and ask them questions. You can be in a community where you can get some feedback, right? Because sometimes, you know, we have a lot of stuff going on in our heads, right? And we need to talk it out. And sometimes we just don't know. And we need someone who has experience. So, you know, I understand that some people starting out, they can hire maybe a coach or someone and have the finances for it, but you need the guidance. So figure out a way to get that support, whether it's a business program or maybe a free program from, you know, get a scholarship from someone, because there's so many possibilities out there. There's free communities. We have our free online club, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club. And then, you know, as you keep growing, you keep investing and getting more support and more support, but you need it. You need it. You can't just be out there just by yourself trying to do everything on your own. It's just the reality. So whether you start with a group and maybe it's less expensive, and then you move all the way to having your own coach or person, right? Whatever it is, find out what kind of support you can get and make sure that you have it, because you are going to need it, okay? The third thing I would say is you have to network, okay? And it's hard in the beginning because you're nervous, or maybe you are not really clear about your brand and everything happening in there, but it's okay. This is part of the process. Getting out there and talking to people is actually going to help you with that, okay? And there's so many opportunities out there. Maybe someone can tell you, you know, hey, there's this grant for startups and you're perfect for it. Or maybe you meet someone who invites you to an event where you meet the right mentor. Or maybe you have a conversation, you strike a conversation and you meet your next business partner, okay? So you have to get out there and it has to be part of your routine. It can't be like a once a month kind of thing. And nowadays with the internet, you can do it online all day long, really. So make sure that you do take some time to network, because the network is going to bring everything you need, I would say, to the business. I like a lot of it. Okay. So make sure that you have some groups that you hang out with, that you go out there. You can do it online, like I said, but make sure that you also go out there in person, because that's going to help you with your confidence and, you know, testing things out. And again, remember that things might change and they will change. But this is all part of the process. You're not going to get there if you don't talk to people. Okay. So that's really important. The next thing I would say is discipline and consistency. And I know they're two in one, but they go together. So you need to have a schedule. You need to, you know, figure out how is it going to work. And you need to be consistent, because if you don't have discipline and you're not consistent, you're not going to see results. Okay. It doesn't matter if what you're starting out, you know, it's not, you're not clear about it, or you're not sure about it, because as you continue to do it consistently, you're going to get those answers. Okay. And you're going to figure out, this is working, this is not working. This is the way, this is not the way. That stuff comes with that, with the discipline, doing it every day, having a schedule, and you know, and also the consistency of doing a certain thing repeatedly, you know, several times, so you get some results. Because a lot of people, especially when they're starting out, they're bombarded with so much information, and I want to try this, I want to do that, and then they do it and then they don't see any results, they get frustrated and they stop doing it. But you have to give time to something. So if you're trying a new strategy, you have to do it, and do it with discipline every day, and you have to do it consistently, not just sporadically, right? So you need those two things to get answers, okay? That's what is gonna get you answers. So discipline and consistency, okay? And the last one, the fifth one, which is really important, is mindset. That's another one that people just like, mindset, you know, I'm great, I'm ready to go and all of that. But this is a long journey, right? And you have to be brave in so many ways. You have to learn so many things. You are gonna make mistakes. You're gonna feel nervous. Like, there's so many things. You're also gonna feel excited. You're gonna be in highs and lows. You're gonna achieve many things. You're gonna fail at many things. So you need to have the right mindset. Know where you're going. You know, feel good about yourself, feel good about the business, even if you haven't figured everything out. Because newsflash, in the entrepreneurial world, you're never gonna have anything figured out, okay? There's no plan, there's no CEO. You are the plan, you are the CEO, you're the one making the decisions, and all those decisions and that knowledge that you're gonna gather and the experience is just gonna come with time, with practice, with discipline, with consistency, and all of that, okay? But it is doable, and it's really exciting, and it's really fulfilling, and you grow so much, okay? And you can achieve amazing things. It's you know, you can do so many things that go with your talents, with your strengths. You're gonna meet such amazing people, okay? So it is definitely worth it, okay? So if you guys want support, you remember, we're here. We have a free Facebook group, we have this podcast, we have tools for you, free ones, paid ones, at all levels. So let us know, you know, where you are in this process, what you need, and we'll direct you there. I'll make sure to leave some links to resources below, in case, you know, just want to get started. And just remember, you know, it's a journey, and you can do it, you know, and we're here to support you and cheer you on all the way. Let me know if you have any questions about any of these steps, or if you want to add some steps. Maybe you are an entrepreneur yourself and you've been in business for a while and you want to share, you know, some resources and some advice. So please make sure to join the conversation below. I want to thank you so much for listening and hanging out with me here today. If you like this podcast, please give it a like. Give it a share. Please subscribe, because it helps us grow and reach more entrepreneurs. So yeah, thank you so much for hanging out with me today, guys. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Okay. Bye, guys.